Welcome to The Dose of Caesar, the podcast for lifelong learners. And today you're getting semi-emotional, Caesar. So this is the vibe right now. This is the vibe. Here we go. All right. You ready for this? You're not ready for this shit. Here we go. Oh, shit. Boom. That's the vibe. This is post-breakup Caesar. Okay. We don't have post-breakup Caesar all the time. This is a new type of post-breakup Caesar. Because we just got broken up with. But a lot of lessons here. And fuck, life's a crazy ride. And I love it. It's fucking great. And today I was listening to this song at the gym, thinking about what happened. And I was just like, oh my God. These words are so true. And you know what I think about as well is how many times I've been the person that I've made the words of the songs like this one true. Where like, I thought I was in love, and I thought like, yo, this, I was so in the moment that, you know, I really said what I felt with those past girls. But then later on, I felt like, all right, it's time to move on. And then they didn't feel like moving on. And they were like, what the fuck? But what about all the words? And then I was just like, yeah, but you know, that was then and this is now. And so this time around, I got a little taste of my own medicine. But it's like the past me, right? That is, you know, in the last year, I've changed dramatically. There's been two relationships in my last year that have really given me a lot of lessons. This one that just ended, if you want to call it that. I mean, okay. Well, one, we weren't really like fully officially dating, right? But we were, I mean, it was like a passionate, it was, the feelings were there. Ah, fuck. Oh, I'm cramping up. I'm sorry. The feelings were there, and that doesn't happen often. And it was just like I'm 0 to 100 usually. It's either like a hell yeah or it's a no. And this one was a hell yeah. And in the beginning for her, it was a hell yeah. And then it was a no, which is cool. That's how it goes. But what was I saying? Well, yeah, I got a taste of my own medicine. And the last year I've changed. I guess before I was never really ready for like long-term commitment. And now because of starting this business and adopting a lot of new philosophies in my life as I've gained clarity in my later 20s of what I want in life, I see that, you know, one of my mantras for a long time has been like, I'm living an unforgettable life. That's the goal. And I'm my own unforgettable life. It's not somebody else's. It's like just a life where at the end, I'm just like, fuck yeah, I did that shit. And I did it the way I wanted to do it. And so, one philosophy that I recently adopted that I know that I really feel in my gut is going to lead to there is committing, and committing to the bit, to a business, to people, to showing up, to a craft, so that you can get the compound interest rewards, you know. And in relationships, I hadn't done that. So it's like a new thing for me. And yeah, I'm like on a mission. But also, one thing I learned, another thing I learned this time around is you don't want to force it either. And these are things that, I don't know, they just kind of like, it's probably like a combination of everything I've read and heard with what feels right. And that's what I go with. And I understand, I do know that you don't want to operate out of being desperate. And you want to implement patience, which is the thing about the long term. Like wanting it now. What is it that you really want now? Like whether it's the money, the girl or whatever, it's not actually what you want, because it's like, it's just going to be a dopamine hit that's going to go away. What we're thinking about is, how do we do this? How do we be happy for a lifetime? And in order to do that, it's, I think you have to be this type of person that adopts this like patience and shit. And, and is able to then, I'm getting lost in my own thoughts. But yeah, you adopt this patience, and then, like, you know, it happens when it happens, and love the process, because then the entire journey is going to be a process until the end. And I think that's the key to happiness. If you're happy now, then you can be happy whenever there's a reward, whatever society considers a reward, or like, oh my God, something awesome happened. But it's just like, yeah, dude, this is part of the process. And even in the hard times, it's like, this is the process. And that is how I think you just keep going and going and building and building, because you're not going to feel great all the time. So I wanted to today share some thoughts. Thinking a lot. Recent breakup. You have to go all in. At least is what I tell myself. And I was analyzing how I had gone all in with this girl emotionally. And I was thinking about how many times I've gone all in. And a lot of the times I've actually got, these cramps. I've gone like half in or partially in. And that doesn't really work. It never worked with business and with relationships. I think that was why they ended so early, which I was fine with. But I guess early on when I was like 18, 17, I had made up these rules of like, yeah, if you go all in, that's it. You can only go all in once. And then I guess maybe because of my circumstances, because I've gone all in and then it's just like, it hasn't happened. But like, I end up changing the story and it's like, oh, what if there's no rules? So I changed the meaning of things. And now I'm of the opinion of like, yeah, you can go all in. And all you have to do in love, at least, and even with getting rich, you just have to hit it once and then you're good. You're good. So you should go all in. If you want like real lasting love, and I know that's not for everyone, but that's the way I live. I'm like, dude, when I want something, it's like, all right, we're fucking going for it or we're not. What are we fucking doing? At least now. And so I was analyzing how I had gone all in. And my conclusion was that I should have gone all in even a little more. I think I held back a little with what I would say. And I was real. I was still like kind of afraid of like what she would think and stuff. But this, you know, one of the books that I use is called Attached. So Attached is this book by these two scientists. I think I've talked about it before, based on attachment theory. It's about relationships. And man, there's a lot of cool tools in that book to use for building relationships, not only romantically, but also in business and in every other part of your life. And so one of the chapters, it's called Effective Communication. And that's one of the biggest tools that I've implemented and it's implemented in this relationship. And it was something that I had always wanted to do. But the way that I thought about it was just being honest. Like, I don't want to waste any time. Like, I just want to go up to you and like, hey, like, what's your name? My name's Caesar. I think you're cute. Let's go out or what? No? All right, bye. It's just like, I don't know, like, and it's the same thing with like sales and shit. Like, hey, I got this awesome product. And like just showing the proof. I guess that's what Naval talks about. Like, if you have an incredible product, then it's like so easy to sell. You don't need marketing or sales, which is kind of like a thing that people in Silicon Valley, I think they debate about, because Peter Thiel wrote a book, 0 to 1, where he talks about like, yo, no, you need sales. And so I get there's like a happy medium there, but there's something about that, having an incredible product where like sales and marketing, sure, like you can do it, but you will do it, but you don't need necessarily crazy sales tactics or sleazy sales tactics, because the product is just so good that it basically sells itself and you're just informing people. And I think it's the same thing with if you build yourself up to become who you truly want to be, which I hope is a person that is like fucking kills it, right? It's just a fucking, I think that's what we all want to be, like incredible human beings that are doing amazing things, that are just, you know, you're centered and you're patient, you're kind, you're loving. I think there is no issue with being upfront about something because you are basically offering a product yourself that is so good that I don't understand why you would say no. And there's just so many people, but it's just like also because I don't want to, like, I mean, I don't know any other way. It's like, I feel like that's the only way you should do it. It's the most honest way. And to me, that's like where confidence comes from. Honesty. Like there's no bullshit. That's why I'm confident about it. There's just zero bullshit in it. And effective communication is basically a way to communicate what you need, what you want. When you're trying to tell somebody who, let's say, give you an example, you're in a romantic relationship and, you feel that they're distant and they're like, you feel like something is going on, like, or you just feel like, I don't even know if you like me. How do you communicate that? Effective communication is a way to communicate it to where you say like, hey, when we don't text for this long, I feel like I don't know where we stand and like, well, like, I don't know if you like me or not. Instead of attacking the person, like, you don't do this, you don't do that, or the opposite of just like, all right, I just won't text them if they don't text me. And so those are other tactics from that are kind of from like an avoidant person's tendency or an anxious person's tendency. And that's why you get, I think that's why you get a lot of fights. Not that you're not going to have fights, but it's just like a stupid way to communicate. And I've done it for a long time. Just going beating around the bush, just kind of saying, not saying with my words what I want because I'm too afraid to say it with my words, but instead taking actions, hoping that people will understand what I want. But when you do that, right, when you're not actually saying, hey, this is how I feel because of this thing that you do or because of blank, instead of not, you know, if you were to lay it out like that, it's like, okay, I completely understand what you're saying because you laid it out where there's only one meaning, all right? I feel sad because you don't call or whatever the fuck, right? And then, or taking other tactics where you're just like not acting. I mean, you're not talking to them or you get upset at them. It can be interpreted so many different ways where like the point doesn't get across. Which is what I think in a lot of fights, right, that a lot of people, I guess that's the cliche that where people are fighting and one person is thinking that we're fighting because of what reason A and the other person's thinking because we're fighting a reason B. But the disconnect is nobody's communicated like feelings effectively. There's like attacking and shit and then defending. And so anyway, effective communication is incredible. It's like it brought like a, when I used it, when I started using it, especially in this relationship, it brought like a sense of calmness and peace in me. It requires a level of vulnerability, like you putting your feelings out there. And I mean, you're just gonna allow the other person to react however they're gonna react. But because by their reaction, you can tell a lot. And in this case, it was like, yeah, actually, I don't want a relationship. And then you win either way. You either like, okay, we move on. Or they respond negatively. And they're like, if they get offended or whatever, then you know like, oh, red flag. This person might not be the person I want to be with. Or if they respond positively, then fantastic. We've reinforced and built our relationship even more. And so, and man, the biggest thing about it, this style of communication is the sense of relief that I felt when I used it. It was crazy. I was stressing about like this person being distant. And I was like, why do I feel this way? I was like, what the fuck? And I discovered because I hadn't expressed it. Once I expressed it, I was like, ah, okay, I've like done my part. That's it. Yeah, I put it out there. I fucking put it out there. And then boom, the next thing's happening. And yeah. With this specific relationship, I was really happy the way I handled it. Because usually there was one last year where I actually had reached this like level, but I think I did it even better this time of maturity And I was able to afterwards look at what I did, how I acted, and be like, yeah, that's, I'm proud of you, actually. I'm proud that you, I led with love. You lead with love. You give till the end. You're a giving fucking machine. And you don't get in anyone's way. Because it's a fucking hell yeah or it's a no. The leading with love part, I think, is important because it leads to the giving part. Once I realized, like, you know when you start feeling like, what the fuck, things are changing. Like, I don't think this person wants to be with me. I started to feel that. And then inside me, I was like, oh, okay, fuck this. I was like, I got this girl and this girl that I can text. I'm going to text them. And then I was like, whoa. Nothing's been said, you know? And like, Caesar, if you want to be a leader, you can't just run away from the scary stuff. And you can't just begin to like, yeah, you're doing this because you want to protect yourself from the hurt that might come. And then I was like, no, fuck that. We are going to commit to this and give until the end and deal with this with some effective communication by stating what we feel and allowing them to say what they feel. And that's what I did. And we talked. And it was like, I don't feel the same way. And then at that point also, it was like, I had a choice, right? But my choice was at that point very obvious. I was like, okay, I understand. Let's go. You have the right to not feel the same way. And then we move on. And that actually, the handling that way brought me a lot of peace. And I guess that's why I'm so still fucking energized and shit. That and the coffee. So what would I do different, if anything? I wrote down that I wanted to talk about this. The one thing that I would do different with this relationship, because in the middle, that which led to like the breaking off of things, I realized that I wasn't saying things, that I was holding back because I was afraid of getting rejected. I had written like a letter of the way I felt, where I was like, I love you. And then I didn't give her that letter towards the end. Because I switched it out for another letter. There was like this whole thing where I gave her like her birthday gift that like I had planned out and shit. And then I removed the original letter with like a more tame letter, which is like fine. I don't think it would have changed anything. It's not that, but it's just like, it's a principle thing of like, fucking say what you feel and face the fucking consequences. Face whatever the result is. Don't just say it when you know you're gonna, it's gonna be reciprocated. Fucking take the leap, you know? It's like, take the jump. Take the jump into the fear. And it's okay. Either way, it's okay. And so I guess it's just more of who I want to be. And it's just like taking the fucking leap. And it's more going towards authenticity and honesty, no matter the result, you know? Because I truly believe that leads to building trust, building love, building leadership. Like, it allows other people to like respect you. And so that's the one thing I would change. I would have not switched that letter if I could go back. But fuck it, we're here. And what else? What else? I have bullet points here. You have to go all in, be some breakup. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, lessons to my kids. Here we go. I wrote down some lessons to my kids that I would give them about love. Number one, who you are is defined by your actions and how you act. That's your evidence. And you change who you can change who you are. So, you know, and towards the end, that's why it was so important how I acted to me. To me, a lot of these things, I think everything you do in life is about who you are going to be. And who you are, right? I had a question last year of like, how do you build confidence? The way you build confidence, Alex Hormozi helped me answer it, was by building a mountain of undeniable evidence that you are who you say you are. And so your actions are evidence that you are who you say you are, right? If you want to be a leader, if you want to be this person that commits, if you want to be this person that fucking is going to build like lifelong love or whatever, you have to begin to act that way no matter what the results are and love the process of it. Same thing with like anything in life. So your actions and how you act define who you are, I think. And then that gives you confidence. You can do a lot of things with confidence. Cramps. You can do a lot of things in life with confidence. I've seen so many people in business kind of get to where they are just because of like confidence, almost confidence that they're like, they're kind of dumb and they don't even really understand a lot of things, but they're very confident. And that is how you get shit done, a lot of shit. But if you want to reach like the high levels of maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. There's probably like at the, what I mean by high level is like super rich people, people that have like, you know, built wealth machines and gotten a lot of shit done. I'm sure up there, there's also like confident people that are stupid. No, I think you have to be pretty confident to get to that point. So yeah, take that back. I feel like at that level, you'll see that a lot of people, they have like, a lot, their actions are incredibly aligned with who they say they are. Maybe I don't know. I'm also thinking this out, but like, yeah, your actions define who you are, at least for me. Lesson two, effective communication is the key to inner peace. Yeah, dude, it's like next level. One, not a lot of people do it. Two, it brings a certain level of respect from like, I think competent people. Like looking at who I respect the most, I respect people who, yeah, they're not afraid to say what they want and they're very self-aware of what they want and they are okay that they accept that this is what I want. This is what makes me happy. And the biggest one is that they're willing to let shit go. They're not desperate. They're not desperate about like, no, this is my only opportunity. So they're like in an abundance mindset. That's fucking killer, man. When somebody's just like, all right, okay, yeah, you don't want what I have to sell, cool. But like, I think that has to come from like a place of, like, if you have an amazing product, right? If you have an incredible product that you know undeniably gets results, that you have the results. Right? If you have the results, then you know, like, oh, this person's kind of, I mean, I don't know why the fuck you made that choice. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't buy from me. Like, I'm going to get you so many more customers. Do you just not like money? What's going on here? Right? When you're able to, like, walk away from that position, or just, I really respect people like that. And I think that's who I am becoming. So effective communication, honesty, you know, and calmly assessing the situation, not exploding, not blaming, not attacking, not becoming the victim. And it's a thing of like, effective communication involves you taking full ownership of everything. Like, I am responsible for my own fucking happiness here. So don't worry about that. That's off the table for you. You can't fuck with that. You can't harm my happiness. But so because of that, I am able to respond to this calmly. Like, yeah. Effective communication. Look into it. Lesson three for the kids. Two things that affect the quality of your life. Oh, well, the two things that I really believe affect the quality of your life. And Tony Robbins has presented these two ideas to me. But through life experience and through seeing myself use these things, I know this to be true. The number one, the meaning that you give to things, right? For me, that means the stories that you tell yourself about what just happened. Let's take the breakup, right? What does that mean? I get to choose what that means. And I didn't know that for a long time. I remember when I broke up with my, whenever I was heartbroken about like my high school sweetheart, it was the story that I was telling myself. And this goes back to the other thing that I was talking about where like you make up the rules. Right. So I had made up these rules that there could only be one and like, nah, it's over. And like, fuck, what do I do? Right. Until in my sadness, I got to the point where I was like, all right, Caesar, so like what's next? Does this mean it's over? Does it mean that we just stop right here? You know, you just stop living life. That's it. You're never going to fall in love again. And I was like, well, no. And then once I got to that point, it was like, oh, so what if this doesn't change anything? And then I was like, oh, I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't put in these words, but it really eased me. Like, it was like, wow, I feel better now. But my story had changed, that perhaps it was okay. And then it changed to another story that, yeah, no, it was how it was supposed to happen. And what happened next was that it changed my emotion. And that's the second thing that affects the quality of your life, your emotion. So the stories that we tell ourselves, the meaning that we give to things affect the way our emotions, and our emotions affect how we feel and how we live life. And then they affect the next thing, which is our actions. But I don't know why Tony says meaning and emotion. It's just like those two things are what affect the quality of your life. But the emotion then leads to like actions, right? So if you're sad or if you're feeling down, you can take different actions than if you were like, you know what? Fuck yeah, dude. We're one step closer. Let's fucking go. Let's get out there. Let's go sell another person. We're once they rejected us. That's okay. We're going to go the next one, dude. I think it's the next one. We're so much closer to the sale. As opposed to like, fuck, they said no. Nobody's ever going to buy. And then your action is nothing. You do fucking nothing. So with this, right? With this fucking, this relationship, probably because I've had a good amount of practice now, it was like the meaning that I immediately gave it was like, no. One step closer. You're good. You can walk. Sorry, Tony's walking, and he's walking like all tiptoeing and shit. All right, bro. And so, yeah, the meaning that I gave this event was I am one step closer. I am moving towards whoever the girl is that I'm going to marry. And also, learn, motherfucker. It's time to learn. What did we learn, Caesar? Let's assess. And it was like, oh, okay, we did pretty good. What would I change? You know what? I think I held back. I held back with that letter. I held back early on when I didn't say things. So improve and let's fucking move. Let's move. Let's keep it going. That was number three. Lesson three. Lesson four. This is the final lesson. Do not fucking settle. Yeah. Do not fucking settle. Dude, it blows my fucking mind. It really blows my mind. Like it explodes my mind when I talk to people. So sometimes I don't talk to friends for a long time, right? And when you don't talk to friends for a long time, you guys are all both going off growing in your own ways, right? And you become new people. So sometimes I come back and I start talking to old friends. And they'll say crazy shit that like I just haven't been around people like that think like them for a while. So it blows my mind. And some of that crazy shit, you can tell I'm very optimistic. I'm very like, fucking, you can create your own life. And like, we're in control of this shit, you know? So I come back and some of my friends aren't on that vibe. And they'll say shit like, oh no, you can never do that. And I'll be like, fuck you. I'd be like, fuck you, bro. How could you say a thing like that? Or they'll talk in absolutes. Like, oh, no, that would never happen. That's impossible, right? If it's not fucking constrained by the laws of physics, why are you saying that? I don't understand what the benefit to you saying that something is it will never happen, that it's impossible. It blows my fucking mind. It's unlikely, maybe. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere where we are now talking in reality where it's like, hey, yeah. Okay, we understand that it's unlikely. Yes, very low chance of it happening. But hey, it can happen. And I think that's important because that's how shit gets done. Now, I'm not saying be completely stupid about risk, right? Like you got to understand. I think you really have to understand probability and stuff and a lot of like most people who have done great things in life, they play games, they do things that are rigged in their favor, meaning that they do things where they have a high likelihood of succeeding. But I also know that to do great things, sometimes you have to take risks and do things that nobody has ever done before. So going back to that, just to me, that's settling. To me, it's like, because some people want things and then they just, they don't fucking, they stop themselves. They're like, well, I could never do that. Oh my God, dude. And you know who told me that once? Blew my fucking mind. My dad. My dad told me that once about him being able to like buy a car. I didn't know what to say. I was like, because me and my dad don't have a lot of long conversations, but I was like, dude, what? Did you just say that? I was, why do you think that? What do you mean? Of course you can. Like, you, like, yeah. I mean, maybe you can't do it right now, but like, if you really wanted this car, you could find a way to get the money. Like, if this was the thing you wanted, right? Like, you could make it happen. Now, maybe you don't want it that bad. Okay, cool. But if you really wanted it, you could fucking get it. Like, so I was just blown away by that premise, because it's, I think it bleeds into every other part of your life. And like, dude, no. I mean, I don't think that's the road to happiness. And what are we doing? We want to be happy, right? So yeah, anyway, don't fucking settle. Just don't settle, dude. Like, become self-aware of what you really want. Because sometimes we have desires, and it's not really what we want, right? Like, maybe you want, like, there's a girl, and like, oh my God, she's so hot. She seems perfect. Like, I want her, right? And you think you want, but is it truly what you want? And I would argue, maybe it is, but I would argue that it's like, if you really break it down, bro, if you really break it down, I think what you really want, you can have. And a lot of the times I feel like what we want is happiness, and that can be achieved in several ways. It doesn't have to be a certain person. It doesn't have to be a certain way. As a matter of fact, I think it's a little more fun when the universe fills in some of the details, right? Or the world fills in some of the details, but we get to where we want to go. Or maybe we get to another place, but we get to the feeling that we wanted to get to. And a lot of these things are about feelings, right? And yeah, I think you have to become self-aware of what you truly want. And for me, it's like, I'll give you an example. It's like, all right, I want to build a family one day. I would like to, and maybe that's wrong, but like, I just want to be happy. And I want to be with people who, wow, this is super interesting. This is making me question what I want. I got to write it down again. I think that's another thing. Always keep writing it down. Redefining it. But I do want to be with someone that has like similar values, and that we continue to grow and grow and build. I feel like that's possible. And I just want to be surrounded by people that I love, you know? And I just want to feel love, and I want to give love. I sound like such a fucking hippie, but yeah. All right. Define and continue to define. Yeah. So yeah, just, you got to define it. You got to define who you want to be, what you want, and continue to redefine it. So that's that. That's the love cast. Other items that I wanted to talk to you about today. Just make more videos. I've been thinking of that. Like, dude, that's the answer to a lot of things that I want. Look, man, if I'm talking to my previous self, my past self, I would tell myself, dude, just make more fucking videos. Make more videos. Tell better stories. And just go. New podcast with Angel. Me and Angel are starting a new podcast. It's going to be where we read books. So we're going to read like 100 pages of a book throughout the week. We're going to start with 100 pages because yeah. So like this week, we're reading the first 100 pages of the Elon Musk biography, which is pretty cool, by the way. And then every week we'll break down, like we'll talk about some of the cool points, what we found interesting, and it'll probably lead into other interesting conversations. I don't have the name for the podcast. Actually, by the time this comes out, the podcast will probably already be out. Yeah, because I'm already like 4 weeks ahead on this podcast. It's November fucking 6th. It's November 6th. So by the time the book podcast comes out, it's probably going to come out next week. And this episode is going to come out in like 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah. Oh, and then the last little fun thing, back to like love. Cause I was like, cool. Like I was disappointed, very disappointed, very disappointed. Not gonna lie to you, but, fuck it. I mean, we continue. I'm in control of my happiness or whatever. And, or whatever. Now I'm in control of my happiness. Anyway, we went on this hike, and there was this girl, bro. There was this girl. And she was, I just didn't approach her. And she smiled at me. And I was like, fuck. I walked away and I didn't approach her. And so in that moment, I was like, again, we got to practice this again. You got to be, because it's not about the girl. It's about the principle, you know, of being the person who, when you feel something right in your gut, you go for it, even though that there's discomfort. That's like a lot of entrepreneurship, going, working with the discomfort, and just, especially when your gut's like, yeah, I think we can go. I think we should go for that. But it's just like, but it's so scary. It's the bungee jump. It's fucking jumping. And I'm going to drill it into my mind to become this fucking action-taking machine, because I think that's the way you build an unforgettable life. So to whoever that girl is, maybe we'll meet in the future. Maybe we met in a past life or in a future life. But whatever, you know, we fucking move on. And then I watched this movie yesterday that was, it just kind of, it added to my like disappointment / sadness. It's a movie called Past Lives. It's a love story. Oh, God damn it. it was pretty good. When it ended, I was like, what the fuck was that? That's it? And then this morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what a fucking movie. I don't want to spoil it, but it's called Past Lives. These two Korean people. It's awesome. And I recommend it. Oh, here's another song of like my emotions right now. It's called Mi Historia Entre Tus Dedos. Sometimes you just hear lyrics and you're like, ah, fuck, dude, that's how I feel. But yeah. Alright, we'll see you next week. Fucking keep at it, keep learning, let's get it. Al menos quédate solo esta noche.